Thanks for downloading ThistlePod. I'm Fiona Ritchie, and our podcasts take us back into our NPR programme archive to remember some of the great visits we've enjoyed with artists who helped define the sound of today's music from Celtic roots. This time, singer Christine Kidd.
Old and strong, she goes on, down, you can't kill the spirit. She is like a mountain, old and strong. She goes old on, and strong. Down, down,
she can't goes kill on the spirit. And on and on. She is like a mountain.
Christine Kidd is with us, and we've just heard her singing with Janet Russell in Old and Strong and The Mountain Song. And Christine, I almost want to go back even earlier than your work with Janet Russell just to ask you, what inspired you to song? What brought you into it, as your passion?
My family were all singers. My mother always sang around the house. My father sort of sang a little bit. And I do have a very, very stark memory of hearing my father singing, well, two songs. One of them was Moon River, as I was walking down the road with him one evening. I don't know where we'd been, but and he wasn't talking to me, which I was quite annoyed about. I remember that. But he sang Moon River, and I thought, well, that's all right then, as long as he's singing a song. And then the other one was in a family get-together when I must have been about 3 or 4, and my father sang Shenandoah to one, I can't remember now, maybe my aunt or my uncle, must have been my aunt actually, playing the piano. Loads of different piano players in the family, and at Christmas time and all sorts of stuff like that, people would turn up and there'd always be a song and a dance and a story. They're all bonkers, completely daft, you know. But, you know, lots and lots of fun and just hilarity kind of going on. When I was very wee, I remember that from about 4 till about 8 or something like that.
So music was always a fun thing for you, because often when you talk to people, their earlier musical memories are to do with very formal lessons of some sort or another in piano or whatever that taught them technical skills, but that never imparted to them a sense of joy in making music, which is something that's clearly a big part of things for you, is the joyful side.
Absolutely. And I suppose the whole kind of accessibility of it, of it just being something that you should do without getting too serious about it, which I think is one of the reasons why I run these singing for fun courses, just because really for me it doesn't, I don't particularly, I mean, I love it if people do want to sing Scottish material, but if they don't, that is not a problem to me. I'm just at the stage where I just would love everybody who wants to make a sung sound. I want them to feel comfortable. I want them to feel ownership of this, of the sung sound. And as far as I'm concerned, they can sing whatever they like. But, you know, I'd much rather people were singing than not. Unless they don't want to, and that's fine. You know, but I think we're all, you know, we all have that singing thing. We all have that dancing thing, I'm sure, to an extent.
Yes, and it's sad to think how divorced people can become from that urge. Or yes. how much it might trouble them. Maybe we've come to a place where people associate music making and singing with performance
yes.
so much that they think that they're going to that if they are going to participate, that they must be able to in some way perform rather than just participate.
Yes, that's right. There's a kind of image of perfection
mm-hmm.
that people feel they have to attain, whereas actually the core of it, really, I think the thing that makes it most enjoyable for the singer or musician and most engaging for a listener is that kind of unselfconscious, just kind of doing it because you want to. And I think that really does come over.
Oh, my love has left me beneath his twa, and that's the last of him I ever saw. He took the shillin, he took the shillin, and he marched awa'. Oh, he looked sae prude and sae gallant then, with his kilt and his sporran and his musket gun. Their ladies kissed them as they merged along, and they sailed awa' by, they sailed awa' by the Broomail Hall. Come, laddies, come, hear the cannons roar, tak the king's shilling and wear after war. Did play as they marched along, and the drums did beat out their battle songs. March on, march on, cried the captain gay, for king and country, for king and country, we will fight this day. Come, laddies, come, the cannons are roar, tak the king's shilling and we're after war. Oh, the battle echoed to the sound of guns, and the bayonets flashed in the morning sun, and the drums did a beat out, the cannons roared, and the shillin didn't seem, the shillin didn't seem worth much no more. Come, laddies, come, hear the cannons roar, tak the king's shillin and we're off to war. Some lost the battle, their bodies fell, cut down by bayonet and cannonball. And many of those brave young men, oh, would never fight for, would never fight for their king again. Come, laddies, war. ever bear needs twine, and that's the last o' him I ever saw. He joined the army and he marched a war. He took the shilling, he took the shilling, and it was nae braw.
We do a set called Songs and Tunes of the Sea. Mm-hmm. And so again, that's a kind of some. It's there aren't many sea shanties in it, but there are songs which relate to the sea, mm-hmm. And so this is one of them. It's just one of those songs you can't, I don't know, you can't not sing this song. It's just so beautiful, and the tune is just so haunting, and it's just such a beautifully put together song about the slave and the slave speaking from, you know, from in the first person.
Yeah, it's a remarkable song for its time as well, when you think of when it was written.
Absolutely. Must be one of the very first songs to appear, actually, pointing up the plight of slaves.
It was in sweet Senegal that my foes did me enthrall, for the lands of Virginia, Virginia. And must never see it more. And alas, I am weary, weary, oh, torn from that lovely shore. And must never see it more. And alas, I am weary, weary, and their flowers forever blow. And alas, I am weary, weary, oh. Their streams forever flow, and their flowers forever blow. And alas, I am weary, weary, oh. And alas, I am weary, weary, oh. And I think on friends most dear, with a bitter, bitter tear. And alas, I am weary.
From our radio archives, Christine Kidd singing The Slave's Lament as part of the trio Chantin. At thistleradio.com, you'll find a playlist of this Thistle Pod. NPR's The Thistle and Shamrock airs radio like this each week. Find out how to tune in to public radio or hear an audio stream at our website, thistleradio.com. I'm Fiona Ritchie. Thanks for joining me.